From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. In late 2015, the Colombian government announced that they had found what could be the world's most valuable shipwreck. The Spanish galleon ship San Jose sank off the Colombian coast in 1708 during a battle with British ships, and it's believed to hold billions of dollars worth of gold, silver, and emeralds. An underwater vehicle built and operated by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution played a key role in the search, and they've released new details now. Joining me is Rob Munier. He's vice president for marine facilities and operations at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Rob, good to talk with you again.
Nice to be here, Heather.
All right. So the vehicle that was used in this case is named Remus. It's kind of this big yellow torpedo-looking thing. This is not the only search it's been used in. I mean, it was used to find an Air France flight that went down off the coast of South America. It's been used in the search for the Malaysian Airlines flight that disappeared. What makes this particular vehicle so useful for finding these wrecks, be they airplanes or ships?
Well, it's a platform that can host sensors, and it's robotic, so you can program it to go out and do a mission. So with those two capabilities, you can send it out and search for, you know, whatever it is you might be looking for. So it has the ability to put different types of sensors depending on what you're searching for. So in the case of the San Jose, we had a side-scan sonar system, which essentially paints a picture of the bottom, and it allows you to see, you know, what's there in a gross sense. And during the search, we used that and identified something that was not, you know, part of the natural environment. Then, using that as a platform again, we had another mission that put the imaging sensors on that allowed you to take pictures.
So actual cameras that went down and took pictures.
Cameras. So the cameras are what actually validated that this was a shipwreck. And then we did actually a closer-in survey, which means we're not far off the seafloor.
And how deep are we talking in this case?
So upwards of 600 to 800 meters water depth, so near 2,000
feet. About 2,000 feet, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So by hovering off the seafloor, then we were able to take images. And from those images, the marine archaeologists were able to determine that it was, in fact, the San Jose.
And what was it that tipped them off?
Well, the most clear indication were the cannons. There were cannons littered all over the bottom. I think there were a total of 64 on the ship when it sank, and then there's some subset of that that are still visible on the seafloor. And those cannons have a series of dolphins that are proud on the side of the cabin, and that was what the marine archaeologists were looking for to be able to connect it to the San Jose.
And based on any of that survey work, do we know if this ship holds the kind of treasure that everybody thinks it might? I mean, that of course, is the question, right?
Sure. Well, there are sort of two types of treasure. There's the cultural heritage aspect, and there's certainly plenty of that. But there also was clear evidence of treasure. Now, it's been down there for, you know, since 1708. There's a fair amount of sedimentation that's taken place. So what we can't see is what's beneath the sediment. But there is definitely evidence in the images of the types of treasure that people are really excited about.
This has been really a contentious find and shipwreck, presumably because of that treasure, right? There's another salvage company that claimed that they had actually found it first. Where does the fate of this wreck stand at this point?
Well, fortunately for us at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, that's, you know, not really a part of our element. We did this as an opportunity to make a discovery, to deploy technology, to do the kinds of things we do to advance our understanding of the ocean. But there certainly is a backdrop of the issues around the ownership of the wreck. I think even the Spanish government has interest since it was a Spanish ship.
It was a Spanish ship, not a Colombian ship.
And part of the reason why there has been a delay in our ability to make some of these images available and our role in this whole story public was the Colombian government wanted to kind of get their house in order in terms of these potentially contentious issues. And so I think we've reached that moment where the Colombian government feels comfortable enough that, you know, the full story can come out.
And I saw some mention that they're hoping to create a museum and, you know, treat this appropriately as an archaeological and cultural and historical treasure.
And that's a really important point. Our willingness to participate in this was sort of that was a prerequisite, that this was about a cultural undertaking in addition to the opportunity to explore and discover. Had this been treasure hunting, that would not have been, you know, of interest to us or, you know, not within our mission. So that was a key factor for us to get involved in the first place. And there's every evidence that the Colombian government is making the investments to do this in a very rigorous marine archaeological way in terms of the so-called dig at the site, which, you know, is going to be done underwater. So, you know, picture an archaeological dig on land and how long and painstaking that process is. And this is now going to be done 2,000 feet down. So it's going to take several years.
How do you even do that?
Well, another type of robotic vehicle or vehicles. In this case, it'll be a remotely operated robot, which means there's a tether from a ship.
Somebody's like with a remote control car. They're up there on a ship driving it.
It's a video game of doing very detailed work. And a remotely operated vehicle, an ROV, can stay down for days on end doing very painstaking work. But it's going to be a long process. But the Colombian government is intent on doing this. They have announced plans for this museum. They've engaged serious marine archaeologists. They have an international tender going on right now in order to put this whole package together. So this has, by all appearances, a very serious approach to this as a cultural heritage find.
You've mentioned a couple of times that this is an opportunity, or these kinds of searches are an opportunity. What really do the scientists and engineers get out of doing these kinds of searches? Or is it pretty much an altruistic endeavor?
Well, it's not. I wouldn't call it altruistic. We did get paid to go out and do this, so our costs were covered. We're a nonprofit, but I think more importantly, it provides an opportunity to do two things. One is to develop technology, and then the second thing is going out and actually doing this. And so the ability to take on a project like this allows us to go through that whole process of deploying technology and learning how to do the operations. And then that allows us to do the next project that comes along. And so it's an incremental development of those sort of multiple capabilities that, you know, allows us to advance our science and engineering.
Rob Munier is Vice President for Marine Facilities and Operations at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. They have just released new details of their involvement in the search for the Spanish galleon ship San Jose. Rob, thanks so much.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.